Welcome back. The name of the organization, Kids in the Middle, tells its story, kids caught in the middle when their parents separate, divorce, or remarry. These children are witness to the breakup, often feeling they are somehow to blame. Seeing the effect on their kids can be hard on the parents as well. That's where Kids in the Middle comes in. Since 1977, the organization has been working to prevent or repair the damage when parents split. Joining me in studio from Kids in the Middle to talk about the organization and the issue are Meredith Friedman, CEO. Carol Love is the Chief Programs Officer and Clinical Director. Ladies, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Let me just ask, Meredith, I'll start with you. Is it possible for children to go through the split and not have some sort of negative fallout or impact?
Absolutely not. Every child is affected. Every child blames themselves. Whether they're going through Kids in the Middle or not, we know that the kids are having the same effects.
And what does that effect often manifest? How does it manifest?
It usually manifests itself. Actually, often you can't tell. And then you may start seeing some behavioral issues, but most of the time they tend to internalize the problem. And then over time they stop asking for what they need and you realize that there's something going on. Can be difficult for parents to recognize because they really want it to be okay. And so their guilt sometimes can keep them from seeing what's going on. And the child's anxiety about dealing with an adult issue that is really fraught with lots of issues they can't understand causes them to shut down. So sometimes you can see it. Sometimes it's hard to see.
How do you deal with it, Meredith?
Well, the best way to deal with it is bring your kids to Kids in the Middle so they have the other kids their same age, that they're dealing with the same exact situation, and they are able to start talking about it and start talking about their feelings.
Would we call this group therapy? Is that what we're talking about? Is it as a group or is it individual counseling?
Well, we do both, but we prefer group counseling because we see that it normalizes the experience for kids. It helps them to feel that there's not something wrong with their family. They are able to see that other kids have the same feelings, and they can bring it into the room. We don't just sit and stare and talk at each other. We do it through games and activities and art and music, and so they're able to kind of get these feelings out, figure that they're not alone, and then also find ways to share the feelings they've been hiding from their parents with their parents so their parents can help them through them.
Meredith, can you give me an example of how kids change, maybe without obviously any names, but can you give me an example of the transition?
Their grades go down in school. We hear that all of the time. These kids are doing great in school. They're still behaving a lot of the times, and you see a slow decline, and it's just they can't handle everything that's going on and the normal day-to-day. School grades, failure in school is a big side effect of divorce.
Do they all react essentially the same way?
I will say younger children blame themselves. They want to know, did they not clean their room enough? If I would have kept my room neater, maybe mom and dad would be together. And that type of effect and that type of feeling is somewhat universal for all of these kids.
So, Carol, there are age-specific issues.
Yes, there are. The younger the children are, the less developed their brain is, and they can't understand the subtleties of what's going on. And they tend to blame themselves. When you're little, you think everything has to do with you because the world, your world kind of revolves around you. We call it egocentrism. And they can't shake the feeling, no matter how often you tell them it's not their fault, that they had something to do with it. So we have to be very repetitive, and we encourage parents to just over and over remind them so that when the thought pops up, they can counter it with, oh, wait a minute. No, my parents aren't getting divorced because of me. They're getting divorced because of some brief concrete reason that parents hopefully together come up with to tell their kids. It needs to be non-blaming and concrete so that the child has something to kind of hang their hat on that it's about rather than them.
So the parents really are critical in terms of explaining to the kids what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. We kind of have a process that we tell parents to use when they're telling their children they're getting divorced.
How difficult is it, Meredith, to get parents involved? I mean, generally when people are going through a divorce, it's hard to get them to agree on anything, much less sit down together, even if there is a common project, such as a child.
That's a great question. A year ago, if you would have asked me that, I would have had a different answer, and I would have said it's really difficult. We were trying to do therapy with two parents who did not want to be in the same room together, and we were running into all kinds of trouble. In February, we launched co-parenting groups, similar to the groups that the children are in. The parents have the same other parents to share their feelings and what they're going through with. And we now have 9 full groups and a waiting list to get in. So the parents want help. They realize they need to be a part of the process. They just don't want to do it with their ex-spouse.
Their ex. That works pretty much. I want to open the lines. I have many questions, but I'm sure there are people in the audience who perhaps have had experience along these lines or questions for the kids in the middle ladies who are with me in studio. 382-8255 is our number. Give us a call if you do have a question or comment. You can also send us an email to talk@stlpublicradio.org. If you'd prefer to send a tweet, we'll take that at STL on air. I would guess, and I don't know this, but I would guess that sometimes issues might arise a long time after the actual split. That is, that they don't manifest, present, if you will, until months, years maybe? Is that true?
Absolutely. We see with children sometimes that all of a sudden maybe one of their friends' parents will be getting divorced, or something will trigger in them, some curiosity or some feelings that they had or some questions that weren't answered. Often at Kids in the Middle, we see kids come back at particular times. When a parent gets in a significant relationship with someone else, you'll see it happen then, and they're not sure how to deal with that, and they want some help. In addition, at all the big events of your life, you know, you tend to want to include your parents, and, you know, you get married again. You've got maybe parents who aren't getting along. So it raises issues, I think, well into adulthood and beyond. The better that the co-parents manage their relationship, the less problems it's going to cause their children ultimately.
Are the issues different? Meredith, I'll put this to you and both get in on this. Are the issues different in 2016 than they were in 1977? I mean, relationships fall apart, but is it a generational thing? How does time change things?
I would say that the kids are dealing with the same thing. Nowadays, it's much more common. So kids nowadays actually have contemporaries to manage this with, whereas in the 1970s, they didn't. Divorce wasn't talked about at all. We were new in 1977, and it's been slow growth, quick growth recently, but slow growth to get where we are today. So there wasn't help for these kids, and they have people to talk about it with now. They didn't in the 70s.
I what do you think about that, Carol?
I agree. I think that in the 70s, and I was in high school in the 70s, so I remember, and it wasn't something you talked about. You felt like something was wrong with your family, that in some way it was a black mark on your family if you had a divorce. Even now, kids feel uncomfortable that there might be something wrong with their family, and so they're hesitant. Counseling in the 70s, people had a lot of different feelings. You didn't go to a counselor unless you were, I'm going to say this in quotes, crazy. So people didn't always look for the support or know it was available. So I think that the openness certainly has helped, but it's easier now to get help, but kids will still kind of keep it inside, and it's the adults who have to identify and make sure that they get the help they need.
But I wonder, with today's millennial generation, which is the generation having young children at about this time, and I suspect that a fairly high percentage of these young people are products of divorced families themselves, and I wonder if they therefore would handle things differently than might have been the case previously.
I'm not sure. I'm a little worried about that, because one of the things we tell parents, and I believe it to be true, is how they handle their divorce will help their children in the future in terms of how they handle conflict in their relationships. And so another area where if parents handle it well, it'll be helpful in the future. I think it remains to be seen This generation has a lot of things that are different than the generations before. And so we worry sometimes with the social media and all, are they developing enough conflict resolution skills, social skills? All those things really come into play when you're talking about a marriage that's a very difficult thing over time. So I think it'll be, like you said, interesting to see what happens. I'm not sure.
Do you have any thoughts on that,
They're Meredith? Definitely waiting to get married until they're older. And the trend tells us, though we haven't seen the actual numbers yet, that divorce rates will go down because of that. They're just more mature when they are getting married. They have more of those adult relationship skills. We have not seen that trend hit us yet.
What about those that have children but who aren't married? I mean, that's another sort of component.
Mm-hmm. We do have actually lots of people that come into Kids in the Middle who have never been married. And I would say it really varies. People who've been together for a long time, it's very similar to a divorce situation. But people who didn't have much of a relationship and then have to co-parent, they generally have to build trust. They don't have a lot of history with the person. And so it can be very difficult to get that relationship set up and do a good job. It takes a lot of work because you don't always have that faith in the other person or knowledge of them.
You know, I've heard it said over the years that, you know, perhaps it's best to stay together in a bad marriage, that it's better for the children. Other people will say it's better for the children if you've got a bad marriage to get them away from that environment. What do you think?
I think that is the $64,000 question, to be perfectly honest, and we don't know. What I can tell you is there's some exciting new research out that says that children whose parents co-parent well, their outcomes are very similar to children who grew up in families where there was no divorce. The really bad outcomes are when there's a lot of ongoing long-term conflict between the co-parents and or the child has a cut-off relationship from a parent. So I don't know. I think children and parents would answer that differently. I think the kids would say, yep, they should stay together, and sure, the parents not so much.
All right. I have a couple of emails here I'll get into our conversation. I have a question as to how Kids in the Middle deals with parental alienation, whereby a child is being used as a confidant and has personal knowledge of details they perhaps may not be able to handle, even older children, high school and beyond. What resources are there for those who are severely alienated?
First, let me say we are very careful about using that term alienation, because sometimes people in high conflict that are very upset at the beginning of a divorce, it can look that way. In cases where over time we believe a child is being alienated, it's very difficult. We're taking some new approaches. We're trying to find things that work, but it's really difficult. The quicker you can intervene in that situation, the better outcome you're going to be. The longer it goes on, the harder it is to reestablish the relationship with the parent who the child is resisting.
And sometimes, Meredith, one parent or the other will use the child as a weapon, in the relationship.
They absolutely will. The one thing that I will tell you about Kids in the Middle is we do not allow that to happen. Parents are not allowed to subpoena records. Kids can come to Kids in the Middle, be safe, say whatever they feel, and not have to worry about it affecting what's going on with mom or dad in the court system.
How does it work? How do people come to you? Who comes to you? The kids don't come to you.
They come to us from many places, one of which is the court system. The family law attorneys, pediatricians, counselors, school counselors, they all realize that we have the experts in helping these kids deal with divorce. They call in, we bring in the whole family, and we do try and encourage both the mom and the dad separately to come in and be a part of the therapy that's going to go on with their children.
I imagine you have some stories to tell about making those contacts. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I think is great is our biggest referral source is word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And I think that parents want to be able to do something for their children in this situation. And this is something very positive that they can do to help them through.
Yeah. I've got another email here with a good question. My ex and I separated when my son was one. He never remembers us living together. We co-parent with our partners, even though we live in different homes. We work well together, do things together as a family. My son's now almost four. What issues should we look for going forward as our son ages?
Well, first, good for you. That is wonderful to hear. You're doing it right. I think that the things that in our culture, there is this thing about your real mom and your real dad. And kids have the idea that wouldn't it be great if they were together? And so those questions may continue to come up, even though your child has never seen you together. And you answer those very well. A lot of it that, one of the good things for kids when they have step families is they have a lot more people to love them. They particularly love that they tend to get two birthdays and two Christmases. So that's a real payoff for them. But just to ask the answer the questions, maybe ask occasionally if you think they're curious. Say, you know, I wonder if you wonder about that. You really need to give kids permission to ask questions that they think you might be upset by. If you give them permission, they might ask them.
That brings us once again to the age-specific thing. As they get older, their approach tends to be a little different.
They'll start to ask, why did you get divorced? And if there was something behind that and there was a negative reason, those kids comprehend that and have angry feelings. They also, you know, another sibling comes into the picture and they aren't the only one. So that's great that this family is co-parenting well and raising a good child, but really keep your eye open for when remarriage happens and another child comes into the picture, because that's really tough on these kids.
Yeah, that whole sibling thing takes us to a whole new dimension in this, doesn't it? Because kids react differently. They may be two peas from the same pod, but they will see things from a different lens.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Any final word you wanted to leave with us before we have to say goodbye?
I would just want to say that probably the most important thing to do when you're separating or divorcing is to keep the intensity and the duration of your conflict low. The worst outcomes for people as they move into adulthood are in situations where there was chronic conflict over years and kids were not able to manage it well. Their life satisfaction, their career satisfaction, and their satisfaction with their relationships is all affected well into adulthood.
Good advice. We'll have to stop it right there. I want to thank you so much for being with us. Meredith Friedman, CEO of Kids in the Middle, thank you so much for being with us. Carol Love, Chief Programs Officer and Clinical Director, thank you for being with us. Good luck with Kids in the Middle.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about the latest news and scientific findings regarding heart health. We'll also take a look at a new exhibit at the Missouri History Museum, Spies, Traitors, Saboteurs, Fear, and Freedom in America, and the St. Louis connections to all of this. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. This is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.